loadeth every morning when I get up. I just say, Lord, down on my knee, load me up.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Talked about this weekend, Adam, where art thou, which was just a catchy subject to sort of describe what women are asking God, where is the man that you have created for me, the way you created Adam for Eve, God? Tonight, I sort of want to talk to both men and women who are single about how to date. So I decided to turn to the scripture on dating. Only one problem. Tried to turn to the chapter on dating, the book of dating, nothing in the Bible on dating, nothing. Why, Pastor? Watch this. Because in the Bible, there was no dating. In the Bible, there was no courtship. I dare you to do a word study. There are two words you will not find. That is courting and dating. Okay, they did not date. They did not court. So then, Pastor, how did they get married? Watch this. Marriages were arranged. Okay, marriages were arranged. In other words, your parents hooked up with their parents and decided when you guys would get married and who you would get married to. Now, of course, I see like 1,000 people rolling their eyes at me like, please, Pastor. Well, you didn't pick that good yourself. Maybe somebody should have helped you pick. Amen. And so, of course, the biblical model, and particularly in the Judeo family, was this whole idea that the parents selected. You know, I had the precious privilege of preaching for Dr. Ivy Hilliard a couple weeks ago, and right before I went out to preach, me and Lady Bridget Hilliard were sitting in the back, and she said, you know, Pastor Vernon, I picked all my daughter's husbands. And when she first said it, I was like, for real, though? And she was like, yeah, I chose all my daughter's husbands. And one's been married 10 years, one's been married 7. My grandchildren are beautiful, they're in love. And I got to thinking, wow. She said, yeah, I picked them. She says, because who knows my daughter better than me? And I know the type of man she likes. I know what I'm looking for her and prayerful for her. And there was a young man in my church, and the Holy Spirit bore witness to me, sitting on the front row, listened to my husband preach. I looked over at the gentleman, and God said, that's your daughter's husband. I said, whoa. So, of course, I came home Sunday like, Dominique, Shanae, DeMario, I have an announcement to make. I'm picking everybody's husband and wife in this mug, amen, I'm telling y'all now. Well, it dawned on me, I know what my son likes, the type of woman he likes, the type of shape he likes. I know his value system because I helped put that in him. I know in one sense what he's used to by watching his mom. I know what he's attracted to in many ways. So why wouldn't I assist him and say, you know, there's a young lady I've been looking at. Maybe you didn't see her, but I've been watching her for a while. Maybe she'd be somebody you might want to consider talking to. That's the biblical model, okay? So again, there are many of you who walk up to me and say, Pastor, who do you think would be somebody nice? And we call it holy hookups here, amen. But now let's just be honest. Many of you are not going to go that route. Many of you maybe don't have parents in your life who know God that well, or you're 30, 40, been married before, at this point your parents are not going to be choosing for you. So then you have to do something called dating. You have to do something called dating. Because there is no real biblical model, watch this because it sounds scholarly, but I sort of had to form a model of theology to undergird the premise of two people going out whose parents did not choose each other for them. Watch this, because there is no real biblical text on it. So then because of scholarship and reading the Bible, I've been able to sort of form what I would call a biblical model for dating. So here's my subject. All of that was for this. Tonight I want to talk about the R.A. Vernon 10 Rules of Dating. The R.A. Vernon 10 Rules of Dating, watch this, from a biblical perspective. From a biblical perspective. It's not my opinion. I'm going to show you in the Word. I need you to listen to me. Those of you who are married, once again, please don't be a hater tonight. This is for single people, but married people, you have a son, a daughter, someone that you need to get this to, and it will help you. Number one, the first rule of dating, can you handle this, is that there must be attraction. Wow, you didn't expect a preacher to say that, did you? You wanted me to start off with King Jesus, I know. I'm on my way to him in a minute, but let's talk straight. Attraction, but attraction on three levels. So we'll get to all of them. Attraction on three levels, but there must be attraction. Pastor, what's the first attraction? I know what it is, Pastor. It is spiritual attraction. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. First attraction is physical attraction. Yeah, that's why you come to the Word Church. You want somebody to be honest with you. Because I don't care how much Jesus they got. If they're not your type. I don't care how much they speak in tongues and lay hands on the sick and the dead. If bruh man's not your type, it's not going to work out. I don't care how spiritual they are. Everybody in here has a certain sort of look they like. I don't care what that like is, what that look is. It could be heavy, small, tall, short, light, black where you can't see them, other kind of black, whatever black. Whatever it is, let's be honest, you know. So the first type of attraction, watch this, needs to be physical attraction. Can you handle a preacher saying this? Is this somebody I can kiss? Is this somebody I want my kids to look like? Be careful, amen. I'm telling you, man, it's what it is. Now, I know you can't handle a preacher saying that because the church hates to talk honest, but there needs to be attraction. Now, I'm talking to men and women. There are places I'll talk more to men. For men who are single, this is very important to men. Why? Because men are turned on primarily by sight. Men are turned on by sight, so it is very important for a man, which is why in the Bible says Jacob saw Rachel and they saw each other. In other words, he saw something that was attractive and then pursued it. Abraham saw Sarah. The point I'm making is this. Is it a sister that you are attracted to? Because men are turned on by sight. The worst thing in the world to do to a woman is to marry somebody you really don't like and then get mad because she don't look the way you want. Why you gotta pray about stuff you could have chose? Here you are on your knees, I'm like, Lord, give her some breasts. Lord, give her some breasts. Y'all getting mad at me, amen. You could have married you some double D's, bless God. There were some double D's waiting on you all over the world. So it is so unfair to marry my flat chest self. Talking about, I'm a breast man. Be surprised how many people marry people they don't like, which is amazing to me. Now, women, on the other hand, watch this. It is important for you too. However, women, and don't get mad at me right here, you tend, watch this, to eliminate stuff you have to have as you get older. I just messed you up. Don't get mad at me. I want you to hug me after service and tell me, am I telling the truth? When you were 19 years old, every woman in here, my husband has to have a house. My husband has to have a nice car. My husband got to have some money. Kids, no, he can't have no kids. My husband got to have good credit. He got to know Jesus. Then you turned about 30 years old, you was like, my husband got to know Jesus. That's all. Praise God. Just long as he knows Jesus and got a job, we can work the rest out. What happened to your dreams? as you get older, the list gets shorter. You was arrogant when you was 19, man. Come on, women, raise your hands. Say, go and teach, Pastor. Amen. You get 40, just Jesus. No job or nothing. Just Jesus. We'll get him a job. The point I'm making, this is important, beloved. I'm serious. There needs to be physical attraction, but right behind that, and I'm talking about right behind it, needs to be spiritual attraction. First of all, why would you walk up to somebody you're not attracted to? That's real. Apparently someone caught your eye, something about them. But right behind physical, what do they believe about Jesus? Now you guys better hear me, because I believe there are people here that have dated nice looking people. My question is, now that you're older and know this word like you do, now you know how much Jesus plays in your life. You got to have Jesus. Please catch this. First of all, I like the way you look, or I wouldn't have approached you. When you approached me, I wouldn't have talked to you if I didn't see something I like. But the second thing out of my mouth is, where do you and Jesus stand? Because you're not talking to Virgin Mary, and I'm not a perfect man either. I've been through some stuff. I've had nice looking people. I'm telling you, at this point in my life, I need to know you know Jesus. Because some stuff is going to jump off in our life that this bed can't fix. Oh, I want to talk to somebody. I want to talk to somebody and tell you, somebody who's married like me would tell you, some things have happened in my life that this bed couldn't fix. Some things have happened in my wife and I's ministry that we had to hold hands and pray and believe God and tell the devil he had no authority in our life. We had to take authority over our ministry, over our marriage. Stuff have jumped off in our kids' life, and we had to get together and say, baby, we're not eating for 2 days until God breaks that off, Dominique. God breaks that off, Sinead. God breaks that off. Whatever it is, you need to be able to touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ that Satan has no authority. And when the devil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him and say, you shall not come in this house. First thing out your mouth should be, where do you stand with Jesus Christ? No, not what's your sign. I don't care about signs. Do you know Jesus? Don't care what day you were born. Do you know Jesus? That's the first question out my mouth. I need to know what you believe about Jesus. So first of all, there needs to be a physical attraction. I'm just giving you 10 rules of dating. First of all, there needs to be something physical there that I'm attracted to. Secondly, watch this. There needs to be the spiritual attraction. But then number three, mental and emotional. Because both of us are saved and love Jesus, and you cute, you might be too dumb for me. Did I just say something that I shouldn't have said? Okay, I'm not knocking anybody, but if you're intelligent and you know you are, don't get somebody dumb and call them dumb the rest of your marriage. Don't be laying in bed thinking, you are so dumb. I love you, but we can't talk about anything except PlayStation. You're dumb. Okay, you don't want that in your life. Find somebody that is on your level mentally. They don't have to have all the degrees you got, but can they stimulate you a little bit? Can they hang with you? Now, both of you guys, as I said, are shallow, then stay in the 3 feet together. But now, if you're in the 10 feet swimming, don't dummy down to the 3 feet, because now you'll find yourself being mentally stimulated by some other man or some other woman because you can't get any conversation at home. Look for these things while dating. Is that important? Wow. Number two, you know I got to stick with Jesus for a while, because number one, physical attraction, spiritual, watch this, emotional and mental. Number one rule is there needs to be attraction. Number one rule to dating, there needs to be attraction. But number two, the person says they have Jesus, they need to be able to prove their love for Jesus. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Let's go to that famous love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. Let's begin at verse 4, everybody. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.